You are so good, but I'll point out the truth. Ask your idols to save you when you are in trouble. Be careful, though. It takes only a faint breath to blow them over. But if you come to me for protection, this land and my holy mountain will always belong to you. The Lord helps the helpless. The Lord says, "Clear the road. Get it ready for my people." Our holy God lives forever in the highest heavens, and this is what he says. Though I live high above in the holy place, I am here to help those who are humble and depend only on me. My people, I won't stay angry and keep on accusing you. After all, I am your creator. I don't want you to give up in complete despair. Your greed made me furious. That's why I punished you and refused to be found, while you kept returning to your old sinful ways. I know what you are like, but I will heal you, lead you, and give you comfort, until those who are mourning start singing my praises. No matter where you are, I, the Lord, will heal you and give you peace. The wicked are a restless sea, tossing up mud. But I, the Lord, have promised that none who are evil will live in peace. True Religion. Chapter 58. Shout the message. Don't hold back. Say to my people Israel, you've sinned. You've turned against the Lord. Day after day you worship him and seem eager to learn his teachings. You act like a nation that wants to do right by obeying his laws. You ask him about justice and say you enjoy worshiping the Lord. You wonder why the Lord pays no attention when you go without eating and act humble. But on those same days that you give up eating, you think only of yourselves and abuse your workers. You even get angry and ready to fight. No wonder God won't listen to your prayers. Do you think the Lord wants you to give up eating and to act as humble as a bent-over bush, or to dress in sackcloth and sit in ashes? Is this really what he wants on a day of worship? I'll tell you what it really means to worship the Lord. Remove the chains of prisoners who are chained unjustly. Free those who are abused. Share your food with everyone who is hungry. Share your home with the poor and homeless. Give clothes to those in need. Don't turn away your relatives. Then your light will shine like the dawning sun, and you will quickly be healed. Your honesty will protect you as you advance, and the glory of the Lord will defend you from behind. When you beg the Lord for help, he will answer, "Here I am." Don't mistreat others or falsely accuse them or say something cruel. Give your food to the hungry and care for the homeless. Then your light will shine in the dark. Your darkest hour will be like the noonday sun. The Lord will always guide you and provide good things to eat when you are in the desert. He will make you healthy. You will be like a garden that has plenty of water, or like a stream that never runs dry. You will rebuild those houses left in ruins for years. You will be known as a builder and repairer of city walls and streets. But first, you must start respecting the Sabbath as a joyful day of worship. You must stop doing and saying whatever you please on this special day. Then you will truly enjoy knowing the Lord. He will let you rule from the highest mountains and bless you with the land of your ancestor Jacob. The Lord has spoken. Social injustice is condemned. Chapter 59. The Lord hasn't lost his powerful strength. He can still hear and answer prayers. Your sins are the roadblock between you and your God. That's why he doesn't answer your prayers or let you see his face. Your talk is filled with lies and plans for violence. Every finger on your hands is covered with blood. You falsely accuse others and tell lies in court. Sin and trouble are the names of your children. You eat the deadly eggs of poisonous snakes, and more snakes crawl out from the eggs left to hatch. You weave spider webs, but you can't make clothes with those webs or hide behind them. You're sinful and brutal. You hurry off to do wrong or murder innocent victims. All you think about is sin. You leave ruin and destruction wherever you go. You don't know how to live in peace or to be fair with others. The roads you make are crooked. Your followers cannot find peace. The people confess their sins. No one has come to defend us or to bring about justice. We hoped for a day of sunshine, but all we found was a dark, gloomy night. We feel our way along as if we were blind. We stumble at noon as if it were night. We can see no better than someone dead. We growl like bears and mourn like doves. We hope for justice and victory, but they escape us. How often have we sinned and turned against you, the Lord God? Our sins condemn us. We have done wrong. We have rebelled and refused to follow you. Our hearts were deceitful, and so we lied. We planned to abuse others and turn our backs on you. Injustice is everywhere. Justice seems far away. Truth is chased out of court. Honesty is shoved aside. Everyone tells lies. Those who turn from crime end up ruined. The Lord will rescue his people. When the Lord noticed that justice had disappeared, he became very displeased. It disgusted him even more to learn that no one would do a thing about it. So, with his own powerful arm, he won victories for truth. Justice was the Lord's armor. Saving power was his helmet. Anger and revenge were his clothes. Now the Lord will get furious and do to his enemies, both near and far, what they did to his people. He will attack like a flood in a mighty windstorm. Nations in the west and the east will then honor and praise his wonderful name. The Lord has promised to rescue the city of Zion and Jacob's descendants who turn from sin. The Lord says, "My people, I promise to give you my spirit and my message. These will be my gifts to you and your families forever. I, the Lord, have spoken." A New Day for Jerusalem. Chapter 60. Jerusalem, stand up, shine. Your new day is dawning. The glory of the Lord shines brightly on you. The earth and its people are covered with darkness, but the glory of the Lord is shining upon you. Nations and kings will come to the light of your dawning day. Crowds are coming to Jerusalem. The Lord said, "Open your eyes. Look around. Crowds are coming. Your sons are on their way from distant lands. Your daughters are being carried like little children. When you see this, your faces will glow, your hearts will pound and swell with pride. Treasures from across the sea and the wealth of nations will be brought to you. Your country will be covered with caravans of young camels from Midian and Ephah. The people of Sheba will bring gold and spices in praise of me, the Lord. Every sheep of Kedar will come to you. Rams from Nebaioth will be yours as well. I will accept them as offerings and bring honor to my temple." What is that sailing by like clouds or like doves flying home? On those distant islands, your people are waiting for me, the Lord. Sea-going ships lead the way to bring them home with their silver and gold. I, the Holy Lord God of Israel, do this to honor your people, so they will honor me. Jerusalem will be rebuilt. The Lord said, Jerusalem, your city walls will be rebuilt by foreigners. Their rulers will become your slaves. I punished you in my anger. Now I will be kind and treat you with mercy. Your gates will be open day and night to let the rulers of nations lead their people to you with all their treasures. Any nation or kingdom that refuses to serve you will be wiped out. Wood from Lebanon's best trees will be brought to you, the pines, the firs, and the cypress trees. It will be used in my temple to make beautiful the place where I rest my feet. The descendants of enemies who hated and mistreated you will kneel at your feet. They will say, You are Zion, the city of the Lord, the holy God of Israel. You were hated and deserted, rejected by everyone, but I will make you beautiful, a city to be proud of for all time to come. You will drain the wealth of kings and foreign nations. You will know that I, the mighty Lord God of Israel, have saved and rescued you. I will bring bronze and iron in place of wood and stone. In place of bronze and iron, I will bring gold and silver. I will appoint peace and justice as your rulers and leaders. Violence, destruction, and ruin will never again be heard of within your borders. Victory will be the name you give to your walls. Praise will be the name you give to your gates. You won't need the light of the sun or the moon. I, the Lord your God, will be your eternal light and bring you honor. Your sun will never set or your moon go down. I, the Lord, will be your everlasting light, and your days of sorrow will come to an end. Your people will live right and always own the land. They are the trees I planted to bring praise to me. Even the smallest family will be a powerful nation. I am the Lord, and when the time comes, I will quickly do all this. The Good News of Victory. Chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord God has taken control of me. The Lord has chosen and sent me to tell the oppressed the good news, to heal the brokenhearted, and to announce freedom for prisoners and captives. This is the year when the Lord God will show kindness to us and punish our enemies. The Lord has sent me to comfort those who mourn, especially in Jerusalem. He sent me to give them flowers in place of their sorrow, olive oil in place of tears, and joyous praise in place of broken hearts. They will be called trees of justice, planted by the Lord to honor his name. Then they will rebuild cities that have been in ruins for many generations. They will hire foreigners to take care of their sheep and their vineyards. But they themselves will be priests and servants of the Lord our God. The treasures of the nations will belong to them, and they will be famous. They were terribly insulted and horribly mistreated. Now they will be greatly blessed and joyful forever. The Lord loves justice. I, the Lord, love justice, but I hate robbery and injustice. My people, I solemnly promise to reward you with an eternal agreement. Your descendants will be known in every nation. All who see them will realize that they have been blessed by me, the Lord. Celebrate and shout. I celebrate and shout because of my Lord God. His saving power and justice are the very clothes I wear. They are more beautiful than the jewelry worn by a bride or a groom. The Lord will bring about justice and praise in every nation on earth, like flowers blooming in a garden. Jerusalem will be saved. Chapter 62. Jerusalem, I will speak up for your good. I will never be silent till you are safe and secure, sparkling like a flame. Your great victory will be seen by every nation and king. The Lord will even give you a new name. You will be a glorious crown, a royal headband, for the Lord your God. Your name will no longer be deserted and childless, but happily married. You will please the Lord. Your country will be his bride. Your people will take the land, just as a young man takes a bride. The Lord will be pleased because of you, just as a husband is pleased with his bride. Jerusalem, on your walls I have stationed guards whose duty it is to speak out day and night without resting. They must remind the Lord and not let him rest till he makes Jerusalem strong and famous everywhere. The Lord has given his word and made this promise. Never again will I give to your enemies the grain and grapes for which you struggled. As surely as you harvest your grain and grapes, you will eat your bread with thankful hearts, and you will drink your wine in my temple. People of Jerusalem, open your gates. Repair the road to the city and clear it of stones. Raise a banner to help the nations find their way. Here is what the Lord has said for all the earth to hear. Soon I will come to save the city of Zion and to reward you. Then you will be called the Lord's own people, the ones he rescued. Your city will be known as a good place to live and a city full of people. The Lord's victory over the nations. Chapter 63. Who is this coming from Bozrah in Edom with clothes stained red? Who is this hero marching in his glorious uniform? It's me, the Lord. I have won the battle, and I can save you. What are those red spots? Your clothes look stained from stomping on grapes. I alone stomped the grapes. None of the nations helped. I stomped nations in my anger and stained my clothes with their blood. I did this because I wanted to take revenge. The time had come to rescue my people. No one was there to help me or to give support. My mighty arm won the battle, strengthened by my anger. In my fury I stomped on nations and made them drunk. Their blood poured out everywhere on earth. The Lord's goodness to his people. I will tell about the kind deeds the Lord has done. They deserve praise. The Lord has shown mercy to the people of Israel. He has been kind and good. The Lord rescued his people and said, "They are mine. They won't betray me." It troubled the Lord to see them in trouble, and his angel saved them. The Lord was truly merciful, so he rescued his people. He took them in his arms and carried them all those years. Then the Lord's people turned against him and made his Holy Spirit sad. So he became their enemy and attacked them. But his people remembered what had happened during the time of Moses. Didn't the Lord bring them and their leaders safely through the sea? Didn't he give them his Holy Spirit? The glorious power of the Lord marched beside Moses. The Lord will be praised forever for dividing the sea. He led his people across like horses running wild without stumbling. His Spirit gave them rest, just as cattle find rest when led into a valley. The name of the Lord was praised for doing these things. A prayer for mercy and help. Please, Lord, look down from your holy and glorious home in the heavens and see what's going on. Have you lost interest? Where is your power? Show that you care about us and have mercy. Our ancestors, Abraham and Jacob, have both rejected us. But you are still our Father. You have been our protector since ancient times. Why did you make us turn away from you, our Lord? Why did you make us want to disobey you? Please, change your mind. We are your servants, your very own people. For a little while your temple belonged to us, and now our enemies have torn it down. We act as though you had never ruled us or called us your people. Chapter 64. Rip the heavens apart. Come down, Lord, make the mountains tremble. Be a spark that starts a fire, causing water to boil. Then your enemies will know who you are. All nations will tremble because you are nearby. Your fearsome deeds have completely amazed us. Even the mountains shake when you come down. You are the only God ever seen or heard of who works miracles for his followers. You help all who gladly obey and do what you want, but sin makes you angry. Only by your help can we ever be saved. We are unfit to worship you. Each of our good deeds is merely a filthy rag. We dry up like leaves. Our sins are storm winds sweeping us away. No one worships in your name or remains faithful. You have turned your back on us and let our sins melt us away. You, Lord, are our Father. We are nothing but clay. But you are the potter who molded us. Don't be so furious or keep our sins in your thoughts forever. Remember that all of us are your people. Every one of your towns has turned into a desert, especially Jerusalem. Zion's glorious and holy temple, where our ancestors praised you, has been destroyed by fire. Our beautiful buildings are now a pile of ruins. When you see these things, how can you just sit there and make us suffer more? The Lord will punish the guilty. Chapter 65. I, the Lord, was ready to answer even those who were not asking, and to be found by those who were not searching. To a nation that refused to worship me, I said, "Here I am." All day long I have reached out to stubborn and sinful people, going their own way. They keep making me angry by sneering at me, while offering sacrifices to idols in gardens and burning incense to them on bricks. They spend their nights hiding in burial caves. They eat the meat of pigs cooked in sauces made of stuff unfit to eat. And then they say to others, "Don't come near us. We're dedicated to God." Such people are like smoke irritating my nose all day. I have written this down. I won't keep silent. I'll pay them back, just as their sins deserve. I, the Lord, will make them pay for their sins and for those of their ancestors. They have disgraced me by burning incense on mountains. Here is what the Lord says. A cluster of grapes that produces wine is worth keeping. So, because of my servants, I won't destroy everyone. I have chosen the people of Israel and Judah, and I will bless them with many descendants. They will settle here in this land of mountains, and it will be theirs. My people will worship me. Then the coastlands of Sharon and the land as far as Achor Valley will turn into pasture land, where cattle and sheep will feed and rest. What will I, the Lord, do if any of you reject me and my holy mountain? What will happen to you for offering food and wine to the gods you call good luck and fate? Your luck will end. I will see to it that you are slaughtered with swords. You refused to answer when I called out. You paid no attention to my instructions. Instead, you did what I hated, knowing it was wrong. I, the Lord God, will give food and drink to my servants, and they will celebrate. But all of you sinners will go hungry and thirsty, overcome with disgrace. My servants will laugh and sing, but you will be sad and cry out in pain. I, the Lord God, promise to see that you are killed, and that my chosen servants use your names as curse words. But I will give new names to my servants. I am God. I can be trusted. Your past troubles are gone. I no longer think of them. When you pray for someone to receive a blessing, or when you make a promise, you must do it in my name. I alone am the God who can be trusted. The Lord's New Creation. I am creating new heavens and a new earth. Everything of the past will be forgotten. Celebrate and be glad forever. I am creating a Jerusalem full of happy people. I will celebrate with Jerusalem and all of its people. There will be no more crying or sorrow in that city. No child will die in infancy. Everyone will live to a ripe old age. Anyone 100 years old will be considered young, and to die younger than that will be considered a curse. My people will live in the houses they build. They will enjoy grapes from their own vineyards. No one will take away their homes or vineyards. My chosen people will live to be as old as trees, and they will enjoy what they have earned. Their work won't be wasted, and their children won't die of dreadful diseases. I will bless their children and their grandchildren. I will answer their prayers before they finish praying. Wolves and lambs will graze together. Lions and oxen will feed on straw. Snakes will eat only dirt. They won't bite or harm anyone on my holy mountain. I, the Lord, have spoken. True Worship. Chapter 66. The Lord said, Heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. What kind of house could you build for me? In what place will I rest? I have made everything. That's how it all came to be. I, the Lord, have spoken. The people I treasure most are the humble. They depend only on me and tremble when I speak. You sacrifice oxen to me, and you commit murder. You sacrifice lambs to me, and dogs to other gods. You offer grain to me, and pig's blood to idols. You burn incense to me, and praise your idols. You have made your own choice to do these disgusting things that you enjoy so much. You refused to answer when I called out. You paid no attention to my instructions. Instead, you did what I hated, knowing it was wrong. Now I will punish you in a way you dread the most. The Lord will help Jerusalem. If you tremble when the Lord speaks, listen to what he says. Some of your own people hate and reject you because of me. They make fun and say, Let the Lord show his power. Let us see him make you truly happy. But those who say these things will be terribly ashamed. Do you hear that noise in the city and those shouts coming from the temple? It is the Lord shouting as he punishes his enemies. Have you ever heard of a woman who gave birth to a child before having labor pains? Whoever heard of such a thing or imagined it could happen? Can a nation be born in a day or come to life in a second? Jerusalem is like a mother who gave birth to her children as soon as she was in labor. The Lord is the one who makes birth possible, and he will see that Zion has many more children. The Lord has spoken. If you love Jerusalem, celebrate and shout. If you were in sorrow because of the city, you can now be glad. She will nurse and comfort you, just like your own mother, until you are satisfied. You will fully enjoy her wonderful glory. The Lord has promised, I will flood Jerusalem with the wealth of nations and make the city prosper. Zion will nurse you at her breast, carry you in her arms, and hold you in her lap. I will comfort you there, like a mother comforting her child. When you see this happen, you will celebrate. Your strength will return faster than grass can sprout. Then everyone will know that the Lord is present with his servants, but he is angry with his enemies. The Lord will come down like a whirlwind with his flaming chariots. He will be terribly furious and punish his enemies with fire. The Lord's fiery sword will bring justice everywhere on this earth and execute many people. A threat and a promise. Some of you get yourselves ready and go to a garden to worship a foreign goddess. You eat the meat of pigs, lizards, and mice. But I, the Lord, will destroy you for this. I know everything you do and think. The time has now come to bring together the people of every language and nation, and to show them my glory by proving what I can do. I will send the survivors to Tarshish, Pul, Lud, Meshech, Tubal, Javan, and to the distant islands. I will send them to announce my wonderful glory to nations that have never heard about me. They will bring your relatives from the nations as an offering to me, the Lord. They will come on horses, chariots, wagons, mules, and camels to Jerusalem, my holy mountain. It will be like the people of Israel bringing the right offering to my temple. I promise that some of them will be priests, and others will be helpers in my temple. I, the Lord, have spoken. I also promise that you will always have descendants, and will never be forgotten, just as the new heavens and the new earth that I create will last forever. On the first day of each month, and on each Sabbath, everyone will worship me. I, the Lord, have spoken. My people will go out and look at the dead bodies of those who turned against me. The worms there never die, the fire never stops burning, and the sight of those bodies will be disgusting to everyone.
You have been listening to The Holy Bible, Prophets of the Old Testament, Part 1, Isaiah, narrated by John McDonough. Prophets of the Old Testament, Part 2, Jeremiah, Lamentations, and Daniel. Narrated by Jack Garrett, Barbara Caruso, and Nelson Runger. And now, Jeremiah, narrated by Jack Garrett.
Jeremiah, about this book. The world of Jeremiah's time was full of wars, as new empires conquered the old ones. The tiny kingdom of Judah was caught in the middle. And during Jeremiah's lifetime, Babylonia conquered Judah and ended its freedom as a nation. Jeremiah began bringing the Lord's message to the people of Judah when he was young, possibly less than 20 years old. He continued until 586 BC, when the Babylonians captured Jerusalem. Some of the people of Judah soon forced him to go with them to Egypt, where he continued to speak to them for the Lord. Many of Jeremiah's messages include the date when they were originally spoken. But when his friend Barak helped him put the messages into writing, they did not arrange the messages by these dates. Usually the messages are grouped together because they are about similar subjects. Jeremiah acted out many of his messages so that the people would know exactly what the Lord was saying. Time after time, Jeremiah said God was going to punish Judah. But because he also said the people of Judah should surrender to the Babylonians, his enemies accused him of being a traitor. They had him thrown in prison and even tried to have him killed. Jeremiah complained to God about his problems, and these complaints are now known as his confessions. Chapter 1. My name is Jeremiah. I am a priest, and my father, Hilkiah, and everyone else in my family are from Anathoth in the territory of the Benjamin tribe. This book contains the things that the Lord told me to say. The Lord first spoke to me in the 13th year that Josiah was king of Judah, and he continued to speak to me during the rule of Josiah's son, Jehoiakim. The last time the Lord spoke to me was in the 5th month of the 11th year that Josiah's son Zedekiah was king. That was also when the people of Jerusalem were taken away as prisoners. The Lord chooses Jeremiah. The Lord said, Jeremiah, I am your creator, and before you were born, I chose you to speak for me to the nations. I replied, I'm not a good speaker, Lord, and I'm too young. Don't say you're too young, the Lord answered. If I tell you to go and speak to someone, then go. And when I tell you what to say, don't leave out a word. I promise to be with you and keep you safe, so don't be afraid. The Lord reached out his hand, then he touched my mouth and said, I am giving you the words to say, and I am sending you with authority to speak to the nations for me. You will tell them of doom and destruction, and of rising and rebuilding again. The Lord showed me something in a vision. Then he asked, What do you see, Jeremiah? I answered, A branch of almonds that ripen early. That's right, the Lord replied, and I always rise early to keep a promise. Then the Lord showed me something else and asked, What do you see now? I answered, I see a pot of boiling water in the north, and it's about to spill out toward us. The Lord said, I will pour out destruction all over the land. Just watch while I send for the kings of the north. They will attack and capture Jerusalem and other towns, then set up their thrones at the gates of Jerusalem. I will punish my people, because they are guilty of turning from me to worship idols. Jeremiah, get ready. Go and tell the people what I command you to say. Don't be frightened by them, or I will make you terrified while they watch. My power will make you strong like a fortress or a column of iron or a wall of bronze. You will oppose all of Judah, including its kings and leaders, its priests and people. They will fight back, but they won't win. I, the Lord, give my word. I won't let them harm you. Israel's unfaithfulness. Chapter 2. The Lord told me to go to Jerusalem and tell everyone that he had said, When you were my young bride, you loved me and followed me through the barren desert. You belonged to me alone, like the first part of the harvest. And I severely punished those who mistreated you. Listen, people of Israel, and I, the Lord, will speak. I was never unfair to your ancestors. But they left me and became worthless by following worthless idols. Your ancestors refused to ask for my help, though I had rescued them from Egypt and led them through a treacherous, barren desert where no one lives or dares to travel. I brought you here to my land, where food is abundant, but you made my land filthy with your sins. The priests who teach my laws don't care to know me. Your leaders rebel against me. Your prophets give messages from Baal and worship false gods. The Lord accuses his people. I will take you to court and accuse you and your descendants of a crime that no nation has ever committed before. Just ask anyone, anywhere, from the eastern deserts to the islands in the west. You will find that no nation has ever abandoned its gods, even though they were false. I am the true and glorious God, but you have rejected me to worship idols. Tell the heavens to tremble with fear. You, my people, have sinned in two ways. You have rejected me, the source of life-giving water, and you've tried to collect water in cracked and leaking pits dug in the ground. People of Israel, you weren't born slaves. You were captured in war. Enemies roared like lions and destroyed your land. Towns lie burned and empty. Soldiers from the Egyptian towns of Memphis and Tapanhes have cracked your skulls. It's all your own fault. You stopped following me, the Lord your God, and you trusted the power of Egypt and Assyria. Your own sins will punish you, because it was a bitter mistake for you to reject me without fear of punishment. I, the Lord all-powerful, have spoken. Long ago you left me and broke all ties between us, refusing to be my servant. Now you worship other gods by having sex on hilltops or in the shade of large trees. You were a choice grapevine, but now you produce nothing but small, rotten grapes. Israel is stained with guilt. The Lord said, "People of Israel, you are stained with guilt, and no soap or bleach can wash it away. You deny your sins and say, 'We aren't unclean, we haven't worshipped Baal.' But think about what you do in Hinnom Valley. And you run back and forth like young camels as you rush to worship one idol after another. You are a female donkey sniffing the desert air, wanting to mate with just anyone. You are an easy catch. Your shoes are worn out, and your throat is parched from running here and there to worship foreign gods." "Stop," I shouted, but you replied, "No, I love those gods too much." You and your leaders are more disgraceful than thieves. You and your kings, your priests and prophets, worship stone idols and sacred poles as if they had created you and had given you life. You have rejected me, but when you're in trouble, you cry to me for help. Go cry to the gods you made. There should be enough of them to save you, because Judah has as many gods as it has towns. Israel rebels against the Lord. The Lord said to Israel, "You accuse me of not saving you, but I say you have rebelled. I tried punishing you, but you refused to come back to me, and like fierce lions, you killed my prophets. Now listen to what I say. Did I abandon you in the desert or surround you with darkness? You are my people, yet you have told me, 'We'll do what we want, and we refuse to worship you.' A bride could not forget to wear her jewelry to her wedding. But you have forgotten me day after day. You are so clever at finding lovers that you could give lessons to a prostitute. You killed innocent people for no reason at all. And even though their blood can be seen on your clothes, you claim to be innocent, and you want me to stop being angry with you. So I'll take you to court, and we'll see who is right. When Assyria let you down, you ran to Egypt, but you'll find no help there, and you will leave in great sadness. I won't let you find help from those you trust." Sin and Shame, Chapter 3. The Lord said to the people of Israel, "If a divorced woman marries, can her first husband ever marry her again? No, because this would pollute the land. But you have more gods than a prostitute has lovers. Why should I take you back? Just try to find one hilltop where you haven't gone to worship other gods by having sex. You sat beside the road like a robber in ambush, except you offered yourself to every passerby. Your sins of unfaithfulness have polluted the land. So I, the Lord, refuse to let the spring rains fall. But just like a prostitute, you still have no shame for what you have done. You call me your father or your long-lost friend. You beg me to stop being angry, but you won't stop sinning." The Lord asks Israel to come back to him. When Josiah was king, the Lord said, "Jeremiah, the kingdom of Israel was like an unfaithful wife who became a prostitute on the hilltops and in the shade of large trees. I knew that the kingdom of Israel had been unfaithful and committed many sins. Yet I still hoped she might come back to me. But she didn't. So I divorced her and sent her away. Her sister, the kingdom of Judah, saw what happened. But she wasn't worried in the least. And I watched her become unfaithful like her sister. The kingdom of Judah wasn't sorry for being a prostitute. And she didn't care that she had made both herself and the land unclean by worshiping idols of stone and wood. And worst of all, the people of Judah pretended to come back to me. Even the people of Israel were honest enough not to pretend. Jeremiah, shout toward the north. Israel, I am your Lord. Come back to me. You were unfaithful and made me furious. But I am merciful, and so I will forgive you. Just admit that you rebelled and worshipped foreign gods under large trees everywhere. You are unfaithful children, but you belong to me. Come home. I'll take one or two of you from each town and clan and bring you to Zion. Then I'll appoint wise rulers who will obey me, and they will care for you like shepherds. You will increase in numbers, and there will be no need to remember the sacred chest or to make a new one. The whole city of Jerusalem will be my throne. All nations will come here to worship me, and they will no longer follow their stubborn, evil hearts. Then, in countries to the north, you people of Judah and Israel will be reunited, and you will return to the land I gave your ancestors. I have always wanted to treat you as my children and give you the best land, the most beautiful on earth. I wanted you to call me Father and not turn from me. But instead, you were like a wife who broke her wedding vows. You have been unfaithful to me. I, the Lord, have spoken." The people confess their sins. The Lord said, "Listen to the noise on the hilltops. It's the people of Israel weeping and begging me to answer their prayers. They forgot about me and chose the wrong path. I will tell them, 'Come back,' and I will cure you of your unfaithfulness. They will answer, 'We will come back because you are the Lord our God. On hilltops we worshipped idols and made loud noises, but it was all for nothing. Only you can save us. Since the days of our ancestors when our nation was young, that shameful god Baal has taken our crops and livestock, our sons and daughters. We have rebelled against you, just like our ancestors, and we are ashamed of our sins. How Israel Can Return to the Lord. Chapter 4. The Lord said, Israel, if you really want to come back to me, get rid of those disgusting idols. Make promises only in my name, and do what you promise. Then all nations will praise me, and I will bless them. People of Jerusalem and Judah, don't be so stubborn. Your hearts have become hard like unplowed ground where thorn bushes grow. With all your hearts, keep the agreement I made with you. But if you are stubborn and keep on sinning, my anger will burn like a fire that cannot be put out. Disaster is coming. The Lord said, Sound the trumpets, my people. Warn the people of Judah. Run for your lives. Head for Jerusalem or another walled town. Jeremiah, tell them I'm sending disaster from the north. An army will come out like a lion from its den. It will destroy nations and leave your towns empty and in ruins. Then I said to the people of Israel, Put on sackcloth. Mourn and cry out. The Lord is still angry with us. The Lord said, When all this happens, the king and his officials, the prophets and the priests, will be shocked and terrified. I said, You are the Lord God. So why have you fooled everyone? Especially the people of Jerusalem. Why did you promise peace when a knife is at our throats? The coming disaster. When disaster comes, the Lord will tell you, people of Jerusalem, I am sending a windstorm from the desert, not a welcome breeze, and it will sweep you away as punishment for your sins. Look, the enemy army swoops down like an eagle. Their cavalry and chariots race faster than storm clouds blown by the wind. Then you will answer, We are doomed. But Jerusalem, there is still time for you to be saved. Wash the evil from your hearts and stop making sinful plans. Before a message of disaster arrives from the hills of Ephraim and the town of Dan. The Lord said, Tell the nations that my people have rebelled against me. And so an army will come from far away to surround Jerusalem and the towns of Judah. I, the Lord, have spoken. People of Judah, your hearts will be in pain. But it's your own fault that you will be punished. Jeremiah's vision of the coming punishment. I can't stand the pain. My heart pounds as I twist and turn in agony. I hear the signal trumpet and the battle cry of the enemy, and I cannot be silent. I see the enemy defeating us time after time, leaving everything in ruins. Even my own home is destroyed in a moment. How long will I see enemy flags and hear their trumpets? I heard the Lord say, My people ignore me. They are foolish children who do not understand that they will be punished. All they know is how to sin. After this I looked around. The earth was barren, with no form of life. The sun, moon, and stars had disappeared. The mountains were shaking. No people could be seen, and all the birds had flown away. Farmland had become a desert, and towns were in ruins. The Lord's fierce anger had done all of this. The death of Jerusalem. The Lord said, I have made my decision, and I won't change my mind. This land will be destroyed, although not completely. The sky will turn dark, and the earth will mourn. Enemy cavalry and archers shout their battle cry. People run for their lives and try to find safety among trees and rocks. Every town is empty. Jerusalem, your land has been wiped out. But you act like a prostitute and try to win back your lovers who now hate you. You can put on a red dress, gold jewelry, and eyeshadow. But it's no use. Your lovers are out to kill you. I heard groaning and crying. Was it a woman giving birth to her first child? No. It was Jerusalem. She was gasping for breath and begging for help. I'm dying, she said. They have murdered me. Is anyone honest and faithful? Chapter 5. The Lord said to me, Search Jerusalem for honest people who try to be faithful. If you can find even one, I'll forgive the whole city. Everyone breaks promises made in my name. I answered, I know that you look for truth. You punished your people for their lies. But in spite of the pain, they became more stubborn and refused to turn back to you. Then I thought to myself, These common people act like fools, and they have never learned what the Lord their God demands of them. I'll go and talk to the leaders. They know what God demands. But even they had decided not to obey the Lord. The people have rebelled and rejected the Lord too many times. So enemies will attack like lions from the forest or wolves from the desert. Those enemies will watch the towns of Judah, and like leopards, they will tear to pieces whoever goes outside. Enemies will punish Judah. The Lord said, People of Judah, how can I forgive you? I gave you everything, but you abandoned me and worshipped idols. You men go to prostitutes and are unfaithful to your wives. You are no better than animals, and you always want sex with someone else's wife. Why shouldn't I punish the people of Judah? I will tell their enemies, Go through my vineyard. Don't destroy the vines, but cut off the branches, because they are the people who don't belong to me. In every way, Judah and Israel have been unfaithful to me. Their prophets lie and say, The Lord won't punish us. We will have peace and plenty of food. They tell these lies in my name. So now they will be killed in war or starved to death. I am the Lord God, all-powerful. Jeremiah, I will tell you exactly what to say. Your words will be a fire. Israel and Judah will be the fuel. People of Israel, I have made my decision. An army from a distant country will attack you. I've chosen an ancient nation, and you won't understand their language. All of them are warriors, and their arrows bring death. This nation will eat your crops and livestock. They will leave no fruit on your vines or trees. And although you feel safe behind thick walls, your towns will be destroyed and your children killed. Israel refused to worship the Lord. The Lord said, Jeremiah, the enemy army won't kill everyone in Judah. And the people who survive will ask, why did the Lord our God do such terrible things to us? Then tell them, I am the Lord, but you abandoned me and worshipped other gods in your own land. Now you will be slaves in a foreign country. Tell these things to each other, you people of Judah, you descendants of Jacob. You fools! Why don't you listen when I speak? Why can't you understand that you should worship me with fear and trembling? I'm the one who made the shore to hold back the ocean. Waves may crash on the beach, but they can come no farther. You stubborn people have rebelled and turned your backs on me. You refuse to say, let's worship the Lord. He's the one who sends rain in spring and autumn and gives us a good harvest. That's why I cannot bless you. A hunter traps birds and puts them in a cage. But some of you trap humans and make them your slaves. You are evil, and you lie and cheat to make yourselves rich. You are powerful and prosperous, but you refuse to help the poor get the justice they deserve. You need to be punished, and so I will take revenge. Look at the terrible things going on in this country. I am shocked. Prophets give their messages in the name of a false god. My priests don't want to serve me. And you, my own people, like it this way. But on the day of disaster, where will you turn?